You got a problem with that?
I thought about that in Svaradi showed yesterday. Huh? It was very interesting.
There you go. And I'll bet they didn't talk.
No, but you get there on time to just start ashram.
Look who's back.
Wow.
We've saved your chair for you. There it is, still sitting. Sir Richard. Oh no, he starts with an oi. The Gemara says one oi takes away 60th of your power. One step towards death. It's Heres Kogufe Shalana. It's a nice shirt, though. That should make up for it. Yeah.
No. Ay, 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 and oi, oi, oi are two different things.
But oi can go into ay, ay, ay.
All right. We're ready? Another wonderful day. Here we come. So we were holding. Today's daf is daf Chof Zayin. Sabra Josh has been practicing all night for the big day. Hope you'll be able to stay till the end of the morning.
We'll try our best.
Very good. And we're on the Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, and we got up to the Boy Abaye, which is one third of the way down. Boy Abaye. Yulefanav shtei behemot shel Kodesh. Suppose you have two behemoths that belong to Kodesh. They're both Baalat Mum. And then you have two behemot of Chulin, and they're both Mimot. And you use the word Takat. Now remember, we said the word Takat has a double meaning. It can be used either in the sense of to be Mechalel, something in taking its place through Chilul, or taking its place in the sense of Temura. And the question is, we said yesterday the context is definitive. Depends where he's holding his hand, or depends if we were talking about a Baal Mum or a Tamim. How we would use it is defined by the nature of the circumstances. Now, in this case, the only reason we're talking about two animals and two animals is just because we're about to get into variants of one animal this and one animal that. So we started already with two animals. Obviously, the Shaila here, being as they're both the same, would make no difference if it's one on one or two on two. But so here the cases we've got Baal Admum and we've got Tmimot of Chulin, and you use the word Tachat. You say Hare Elu Tachat Elu. What do we use in when you say somebody is Tachat someone in terms of taking his place in Latin, you know? Well, come on, man. No, it's used all the time when somebody is your.
Understand?
No. Somebody's taking the place of a parent is.
In loco.
Right, that's it. In loco. So in bimakomo. That's a sense of taka. So here too, the shaila is the circumstances. We can interpret what he's doing in two ways. So over there, do we say that his kavana is to be matvis b'tmur to get malchus, or should we say kolechadika ter lo shavikinisha ter vavirisur? Obviously, there's a way to do things beheta. Why would we assume somebody would want to do things beisur? And over here, you can be machal the animal onto an animal that is tamim, and that's the normal thing to do. I mean, you've got a behemos of chulin or tamimos. You've got kutchim that you can't use, and you'd like now to be machal the kedusha on an animal that you can use, and release these animals of Kodesh that are unusable from their Kedusha. So why should we assume he's trying to do things in a bad way if he can do them in the right way? Now, assuming, Imtim Salom, and assuming that that's correct, that assumption, nobody's going to do an Isser if he can accomplish the end even better by doing it better. So how about Hayulafan of Shteve Emerch of Kodesh? Suppose in a case we've got two animals of Kodesh, one of them is a Baal Admum, and the other one is a Tamima. Now the problem is you cannot really make a Tamima Mechulelet. It's nothing to do. If you're trying to take off the Kedusha of the Tamima, obviously you're playing games with Tamura, and not with Chulin. So one of these is no good. Shtei Behemot Shel Chulin, Achat Mehem Baal Admum. Now you just say, Arenelo Takat Elo. So how do we look at it over here? I mean, do we say, well, okay, the guy is being matvis atomim takas atomim. Okay, there's no way to get out of. That's not true. And there is definitely, it'll be chayav, huh? And the balat mum tachat balat mum, that's chilul, because that can be done through chilul. Odema tamima dechulin tachat balat mum the hekdesh. What do we say? That well, actually, the tamima of the chulin was what was put here in place of the balat mum of hekdesh, and that was done. Could have been done right, but since anyway the balat mum of chulin tachas tamima dehekdesh is going to be done wrong. So once he's doing something wrong, we see he's not makdan on it, maybe we should assume Tarvayu lucky. Maybe we could get Malkus for both cases. Now, there's something wrong with this case. And what's wrong with this case is the long-winded question of whether it was Tomim Tachas Tomim, or whether it was the Balas Mum Tachas the Tomim, where really that's not the issue at all. I mean, all you would have to say is Balas Mum Tachas Balas Mum would be Lachuli. Odomanami Latulisa. I mean, why do we have to change the whole case around to make it the other way? Just say, what was your kavana? I mean, the issue over here is not whether the balat mum goes to the balat mum and the tumim goes to the tumim. The issue is whether, since the only way to get the kedusha of the tumim is through an issur, we should assume that what you're doing for the balat mum is also being done by issur. Or should we say that, no, where you have to do the issur, you did the issur, but your kavana, where you don't have to do an issur, is to be a good boy. So in other words, just because your hamburger is McDonald's doesn't mean that you didn't buy the Hebrew, Hebrew National for the hot dog. I mean, you know, you do what you can. So this is very problematic. Rashi says, and Rashi's very problematic, Rashi comes up with this thing. He says, well, it never says in the Torah, Ra Bara. It only says, Tov Bara, Ra Betov. So, Ra Bara, I mean, if you're going to be taking the Balat Mum, on a Balat Mum, it couldn't be done with a Temura. Since it couldn't be done with the Temura, so we have to include that exchange now, the switchover, that it would have to, no, actually it was the Balat Mum for the Tamima that he had in Kavana, and that could have been done as a Temura, as a Tamima for the Balat Mum. Which is really wild, because it throws a point out, whoever heard of such a thing? I mean, we talked before about the cases. Never once did we say there's a problem with a Balat Mum being chal on a Balat Mum. It's just that we took it for granted that would be chal. It does brings rise in the sugya where we said that the pasuk is an extra word, because it could have said rabatov o tov bo. Which is mash, but if we're going to ra, in the end it comes out, it could be ra o tov bo. Which means that it could have been either one exchanged for the other also. You would have had no problems with that. Why would we have to switch the Lashon B'chol? As a Temura? Temura is Chal. Right, but as a Temura, it says the Feresh of the Baal Mum is Chal. But what Tov B'ra means you would be able, or Rabba Tov actually, means you'd be able to Chal a Tov on a Ra. The question over here, can you be Chal a Baal Mum on a Ra?
Chal or
Temura? Temura, yeah. But the way that it works is that the Kodesh is Tavis. So Tavis doesn't like this. Where would it come from? Now, the truth is, I'm not 100% certain that we must accept Tavis' interpretation of Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't say it won't be Chal. Rashi says it never says anywhere, Ra Bara. And Tosis' own shot, or at least the Reis shot that Tosis brings over here, is that even though it would have been Chal, but it makes more sense. I mean, what would be the point of being Mechalel, something that is not going to make it any better? So if I'm trying to make it better and I have a Balas Mum on its Mima, so then okay, I'm achieving something. That's what you would normally do. You would take a Tamima, you'd be Mechalel of the Balas Mum and the Tamima, so now you can use the Tamima instead of the Kiddush of the Balas Mum. So basically, it would be reasonable that that's what you're trying to achieve. Hashem can't be doing the Balas Mum, a Balas Mum. So it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it may be that the point in Rashi is simply that when it comes to an outsider's explanation of what this man is doing, since he's not changing anything, why should we assume that there's some kind of underlying desire to be matvis, Remember, that's basically the way the Rambam understands Temura. The Temura, the way the explanation that he gives on the logic of Temura. In other words, what are the implications of the dinim of Temura? So the Rambam says at the end of Ilkhus Temura that the Torah was yored l'seif daita shel Adam, and that an Adam is always going to attempt to manipulate a situation that it should work out better l'tovato. Even if he had a moment of you know, he was feeling basically generous, and he was going to give it to Hegdesh, if he could figure a way out of that, you know, Hegdesh should also get its own, but, you know, but maybe I can come out with a little bit better than I was. So then the Torah doesn't want to allow him that level of manipulation. Okay, but over here, I mean, you're not manipulating, you're not achieving, you're not, maybe that's all that Rashi's pointing out. It never says anything about rah-barah, because that's not the way people do things. So if that's not what the people will do, and that's not the example that the Torah gives, then it's reasonable for us to interpret his actions in a way that is not a tmura, but is rather a normal chilul. Maybe that's all that Rashi means. Which case, he's basically saying the same thing as Tyson.
At what time, at what point do they know it's the Baba's moon? Like before they give it in, or after it's given in?
No, only if it was before, then it didn't get Kiddush on. You can't make a Baba's moon holy. Unless you do it through a Temura. If you have something that was Kodesh, and then you're Bechawal it on a Baba's moon through Temura, then it will make the Baba's moon holy.
Are you saying
chiluf or chiluf? Chiluf. So, okay, that's a possibility. Now, the gra is the best possibility of all, which is typical of the gra. He changes the gears. Right. And he changes it in a way that makes a great deal of sense. If you take a look in the Agos Agro over here in Ot Beit, he says, take a look at Rashi and Tosis and all their kvetching. Shadach akuma od. They were like really pushed to the corner by this one. Because, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Valinir, the Girsa Mupach, I think the whole thing just became reversed in terms of the Girsa. The Kain Tzarek Lomar. What it should say is like this. Mi Amrina Tmima Tachat Tmima Balat Mum Tachat Balat Mum Vitarvayu Laki. Do we say that what he's doing over here is an exchange of Tmima for Tmima, Balas Mum for Balas Mum, and therefore he would get Malkus? Or maybe what he's doing is he's taking the Tmim of the Chulun Takas Balas Mum to Hegdesh, which is therefore something that achieves an end, and which a normal person would do, which is Chilo. Now that would be Chilo. Takas Balas Mum to Hegdesh, La Chuli, Balas Mum to Chulun, Takas Tmim to Hegdesh, and that case would be Latfusin. And therefore, it's according to him, it's just a question of looking at the logic of the situation, the way we have it in the Gemara, when it's illogical anyway. Tmima takas tmima da tfusik balas mum takas balas mum la chule. I mean, why is balas mum takas balas mum la chule? So that's really what the problem is, right? That's what Rashi does. They're saying, well, because it wouldn't be la tfusi. Rashi says it wouldn't be la tfusi the way Tosis understands Rashi, because it couldn't be la tfusi. Because there's no rabbarah, so we have nothing left to say he was doing it correct. Or Tosu says, well, what would be achieving? So therefore, it's not Latfusi. Whereas the girl, by switching the girsa, makes it very reasonable. If what the guy is trying to do is a chilo, so then he would naturally want to be Mechalal, a Baal Zvum, on a Tomim. It's the other way around. Tomim, Tachas Baal Zvum, Lechibuli. Okay.
So then, he would be able to bring a carbon.
Exactly. Like, well, that's what you always do.
To be effective.
What do you mean, not like the Rambam? Nothing to do with the Rambam. He's trying to do a chilul. That's what a person should do. He has a vein of balas mum, so he can either pay Hegdesh and then use the money and say whatever. Or the best thing to do is take another vein, but be makalad on that vein, and now use the vein that you have it now, tamim, with the same kedusha that you were makalad on it, and bring it to the mizbeach. Your other animal now is free of kodesh. That's great. That's the perfect solution. That's the correct solution.
So if you can't bring tomorrow,
that's not a tomorrow. Yeah. That's a chil.
What happens to the animal who's
mechulal? No kiddush on it anymore, except for, of course, gizav avodah. That's psulei mukdash. You can eat it, And you can even sell it beitlis and then put it into the saran wrap in the supermarket. You just can't work with it and shear it. Good. All right, so in this case, the reason that we're reopening this can of worms is because we want to know whether, since anyway he's a bad boy, whether he's a bad boy all the way. Now, let's assume that im tim saloma, the kolech adika tera lo avid isura, v'lachulohu v'lo laki, that since he's got an option over here, at least one of the cases, which is the balmum on the tummy, that's a good option, and he took that one, and he's only going to get one malchus. How about a case where he had three behemoths of Kadesh? One of which was a Balat Mum, two of which were Tamimot. Now over here, if we're going to judge by the majority of the situation, this guy is no good. Two out of three times he chose to do things that are going to be Chayv and Malchus, right? So he says, Arelo Tachatzelo. So over there, Mi'aminu Minit Tamimot Tachat Tamimot Latfuse. Shall we say, since Lamaisa, the only way that he could have been achieving anything with a Hegdish that is tummy, we said before that if you say the word takat and you're dealing with something that is Kadesh and is tummy, then obviously you mean Tumura, you're not stupid to think that you could be Mechalo. So therefore, two of them is Vara, is kaput. So therefore, and then the other case also, even there was one out of the three was a Balmum, but the Tumimot Taka Balmum are also Mechalo. I mean, it's a pattern over here of behavior. So in this case, we get three Malkiot. Oh, Dilmar, do we say, look, I mean, just because, yeah, I mean, two of the cases where he was a bad boy doesn't mean every time he's going to buy a bad boy. I mean, that's two hamburgers and one hot dog, basically, right? So Dilmar, kol ha'echa, dike, teher, lo, avid, isurivin, in this case. Vahi, batraiva, in that last case, la, kuling, avid. That was chilo. Now, assuming that even in this case, even in this case, where a man would have, he's got three cases, two of them he does, but that's because two is not a chazaka. But once he buys three hamburgers, he's dead. I mean, come on, why should I do it with a higher authority? I mean, let me go straight for the bottom. That's it. He's going to buy even his hot dogs, he's going to buy. With what's it called? Oscar Mayer, good Jewish name. And what do you got to go to Hebrew National for?
Kosher style.
So over there, maybe he's ischazik b'yisur. In this case, that maybe would be different than ha'yelafanav arba be'imot shel kodesh. That's my question. Akas b'embalas mum. And now he says all of them even the Chazak Yavri Bisura Loki Ba'arba Malkio. Do we say that since in this case, well, look, he's already a Chazaka the guy's got, so probably the fourth time he's also gone bad. Or do we say there's no such thing as a Chazaka? A person's not going to be sensitive to Chalal Teheter. Lo Shaviginish Teter of Avid Isura. And this is the last case out of the four, since it could be a Balat Mum. It could have been done through Chilul and not through Tumura. The Takat in that case would be applied as if it's a Takat for Chilul and not for Tumura. So in other words, but basically what we're ready to assume from the first level of the Intim Saloma is that the word Takat can be used simultaneously in both ways. Remember that up until now we said, okay, depending on the circumstances, tachat means either tumuro or chilo. I mean, over here the guy used one tachat. He said, elu tachat elu. And what we're going to do is we're going to interpret the way that the tachat works. Either it works through chilo or it works through tumura. Which is interesting. In other words, a word that has a spectrum of meaning is not necessarily used by the person according to one particular meaning. He allows the word to be meaningful on different levels on the various aspects of a sentence. Right? In other words, a preposition here is being defined by the proposition. That's basically what's happening. In other words, what it is that could be achieved defines the preposition per case. Here, takat in the sense of replacement, and here, takat in the sense of redemption. It means you got to be very careful when you're doing the kaporas. You don't want to turn your kid into a chicken. They had trouble with that in Hogwarts, I was told. A lot of trouble.
But notice how you didn't say anything about mistaking the swinging to get over your head.
That unfortunately is done all the time. All the dislocated elbows and the legs come from that little activity.
Shoulders. Big time shoulder.
That's the reason why we have the nusus of Kaparoji, Kaparoji, but no takti.
Then they say never start of never starting. In the Minagri says never start of.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And, which is interesting. I mean, that's good. We were talking about last night with Barnea. The Ayin Tachas Ayin is Lashon Hara. Okay, take all of this stands. Of course, the Rambam's klal is wherever you have an Imtim Salomar, only the bottom stands. All the Imtim Salomars are assumptions because those are the reasonable assumptions. The Gemara is now accepting the assumption. Im Haita Hegdesh Ba'amum. So then, it's Yotze L'chulin, but Sarik L'aso Dami. So in a case where a guy says, the Lashon of Chilul, and he's replacing one animal with another, the Heter, still, if it's not worth the amount of money that the Hegdish animal was worth, say the Hegdish animal is worth $130, it's worth $129, he has to make up the extra money. It says over here, Tzorek la'asot dami. Now there's two ways of understanding that. Tzorek la'asot dami could mean that actually that it's not going to be chal until he provides the money for the kedusha to be chal on. Or, and then you would ask, so why does it say yotze l'chulin? No, it means, as opposed to the other cases in the ratio, it's not yotze l'chulin because it's a tmura. Over here it is Yotzil Chulin, ultimately, after he makes the dummy, which would mean that Hegdish is not Chal unless in its value. Just like if you try to make a sale to a regular person of something that exceeds a sixth, and you're giving him a sixth less than its value, it's not going to be Chal, right? The Mekach is, if it's over a sixth, the Mekach is Chozer, so maybe that's the idea over here. Or it could mean, oh, it's chal, but, I mean, there's a mitzvah of, you know, giving Hegdish its due. So you replace the money, not as part of the act of chil, the act of chil is finished. Send in a check as a donation, basically, to make up the difference. So there's two very different ways of looking at it, whether it's the pula of chilul, or whether it's just a sense of, you ought to do Hegdish right. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the way to learn the Mishnah is the latter way. Now, when it says Yatzel Chulin, it means it's over. It was Yatzel Chulin Dvar Torah at this point. But the Rabbonin say, look, I mean, you know, you basically cheated a little bit over here. Tzorich lasod damimi divrehem. So, Midr Rabbanan, we're machayev of you to make up the difference and send in a check. Reish Lakish says, no. The tzorich lasod damim is, in fact, the diaraisa of the actual chilo. That's Dvar Torah. That's part of what we're talking about over here. Now, Bimbayaskina, can we get the case straight? Is it talking about a variation of what? Of 1%? Of 5 cents? I mean, we have basically three levels of variation, correct? When it comes to normal transactions. We have Pochot Mishtut, which is basically, it goes through and you don't have to make up the difference.
Under
1/6. We have exactly 1/6, where the deal is good, but you got to pay back the 6 that you took advantage of the guy. And then we have over 1/6, in which the entire transaction is canceled. You weren't very clear about the case in the Mishnah. I mean, it said sort of less of the mean. So explain to me what we're talking about. Inema a'ona'a. We're talking about an exact level of ona'a, meaning on the sixth. Reish Lakish would say that you got to give the sixth the Arisa. That's impossible. It's a Ferisha Mishnah that the shear of six does not apply to Agish at all. Because it says, Elo devarim she'en lehem ona'a. The following things do not have the halakha of ona'a attached to them. And they include avadim, So if you're selling slaves, the value is so arbitrary, basically. There's no dinim of ona'a over there. Shtarot, bonds do not have a dinim of ona'a. Real estate does not have a dinim of ona'a.
You can charge whatever.
You can't cheat in terms of account or boundaries. That's measurable. In other words, you can't say the 1 acre piece of property I'm selling you for this, and it turns out to be 1 acre minus a sixth. That of course applies to Karkoa. But you can say, look, I'm selling you this for $100,000, even though everybody else is selling it for $50,000. Look, man, this is a great corner. There's tremendous potential over here. And it's going to be drained within the next 20 years or another. And, you know, you'll have another Disneyland here. This is where you want to buy now, while you can. You only have 24 hours to make up your mind on this one.
If you call in, I got waiting.
I got people.
So, okay, so that's, I mean, as long as you actually gave him the acre that he bought, so there's no on. But what's important to us is the last one, Hegdashos. There's no dinner going on when it comes to Hegdash. You know, the assumption right now is, and it's true according to Moshitas, that there's no Hakpara when it comes to Hegdash. It's interesting that this is very nogeah halacha l'maisa. Benogeah the din of chilul of maaser sheni. You say you can be machalal even on less than the value. Shava pruta. But how about if you have an actual coin where the coin is worth 5 prutas? So now you're going to be machalal the whole coin on a pruta, which is what many people do when it comes to the fourth year, and you have to be ma'abit in anyway. What's the point of being ma'abit a silver dollar? Being ma'abit a pruta, right? But over there, if it's similar to karkaot and so on, so then it should be. It's listed in the same list as the others. I mean, then it's not a question of estimation. It's basically a line. You know, you're taking 5 prutas, you're making them 1 pruta. It's like saying, I'm going to sell you an acre, and you send me, give me half an acre. It's a very interesting tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on that issue. And he proves that the hekdeshos that are included over here are not really part of the list of avodim shtoros v'karkos. They're only thrown in here because of the similarity of the bottom line that there's no din of onah. But it's not for the same reason, it doesn't follow the same rules. So by hekdeshos, it would be similar to a case in which you have the owner saying, it's okay, whatever it is, and however it varies, and so on. So over there, it means there's no ona'ah in the nature of the transaction, not because of the broad spectrum of evaluations. Okay, but in any event, ona'ah did not apply to hegdash. So how could Reish Lakish say that b'dvar Torah you'd have to make up the difference in order for the chilul to be chal if the Torah said b'feirish? Re'echa, and this is not your friend. Achiv, it says by Hekesh. So it's lo tonu ish et achiv. Lo tonu ish et achiv. Hekesh is not your brother. It says do not cheat your brother. So Mimela is no din of cheating when it comes to Hekesh.
You mean if he sells if
his
bar sells?
Ah, that's a whole different issue. There's also a question as to whether this is Nogea, the dinim of a person who's being machalo, or a gizbar who's making a mistake. But again, these are issues in Me'ila, which we'll get to. But right now, let's just take care of our sugya. Ella, you're going to say that the case over here is a reference to bitul mekach, meaning it's a cancellation of transaction. It's talking about more than 1/6. Ah, come on. Rabbi Yochanan would say in that case that actually it was chal, even though there was more than 1/6 difference, and he just wants you to send in a check, send in a donation. I mean, the Omar Rabbi Yirmiya explained in Rabbi Yochanan's name that vis-a-vis karkaot of chulin, and Rabbi Yonah said vis-a-vis even hekdeshos, both of them, atarvayo mishpeid Rabbi Yochanan, both of them quoting Rabbi Yochanan, explained that in this Mishnah, the two cases of Hegdeshot and of Karkaot, real estate, and Hegdesh, even though it says Ein Lehem Ona'ah, it's only Ein Lehem Ona'ah, but Bito Mekach Yeshlehem, they do have a more than one sixth pital mekach, and you're quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So, I mean, certainly the way Rabbi Yona is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that Hekadei shows, there's no din of no hakpara on value, unless you're talking about a sixth or less. But once you go over a sixth, even Hekadesh, the transaction is canceled. And why would Rabbi Yochanan, according to him, why would Rabbi Yochanan say over here that the transaction is not canceled, and we're just asking you to be nice and send in a check? Something's wrong. Ooh, says the Gemara, you're right. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to switch around the shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Because, Rabbi Yochanan says, Beferush, that the din is that there is a cancellation of a transaction even by Hekadesh. So he couldn't be saying the check's in the mail. Must be Rish Lakish who said that. So therefore, okay, Le'olam HaBitul Mekach, indeed it's talking about more than a sixth of the epoch, let's switch around the shitot of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What do you mean, let's switch around? You can't. You mean, what's Amid April? How can you say switch around? I mean, yeah, it's very nice. You could say switch around according to Rabbi Yona, where he says, they showed that the only time that Rabbi Yochanan said Bitul Mekach was on Hekdesh, and not on the case of real estate, of non-Hekdesh, that there would be a din of Bitul Mekach. So, yeah, if he said Hekdesh showed, and then Koshike, we say, okay, so he didn't say, but he certainly on Karkaot, there would be a bitul mekach. But if you say a karkaot, and davka a karkaot, this is then a mekach, but a bitul mekach, where we'll cancel a transaction more than six when it comes to Hekdesh, since the Torah was remaided Hekdesh, was remaided completely. So over there, inland bitul mekach, on Hekdesh, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the din would be that there is no bitul mekach. How can he say that it's epoch? I thought Rabbi Yochanan was saying, only the case of karkaot in the Mishnah, where there's that level of variation of more than one-sixth of the value, okay, that's bottom. But Hekdesh has nothing to do with the variation. Hekdesh just has to do with the fact that the Torah excluded Hekdesh from the dinim of Chinah. So how could he say he switches it? Well, obviously, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah will say, what, are you crazy? Why would you want to switch it? Rabbi Yona was the one who said you have to switch it because Rabbi Yona's version of Rabbi Yochanan's Maimer was applying it to Hekdesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah applied it to Karka, not to Hekdesh. He wouldn't have switched it. Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo tepach kursa, don't switch it. We weren't suggesting that there's one authoritative girsa. We're saying the only way that Rabbi Yona could possibly learn this is by switching Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. But in any event, what are they really arguing over here, these two approaches over here of Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yirmiyah? Is it that they're arguing about Shmuel's din? You remember the famous, we've had so many times, Shmuel's Halacha, that if you take Hekdesh that's worth $1,000, and you go out of your Mechalan on Shavuot Pruta, so Shmuel says, well, it's Bechulal. So that would mean that Rabbi Yona is claiming that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that, because Rabbi Yona says, even on Hekdesh, if it's more than a sixth, for sure it would be Bitul Mekach. Shmuel is saying, no, there's no Bitul Mekach. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, no, certainly Shmuel is correct in saying that a Hekdesh more than a sixth, even more than a sixth, even 1,000 to 1, is also considered to be Midirai Secha. I mean, they seem to be arguing about Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Believe it or not, it could well be that Bein Demar Itlei de Shmuel. Maybe everybody owes a Shmuel. And the point over here is that Rabbi Yona Sovar, Ki Omar Shmuel Diabad. You know what Shmuel was talking about? Shmuel was talking about where it was b'diavad, aval lechatchila lo. He was not talking about a case of lechatchila. Now, and Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying, I'll explain in a minute. Rabbi Yirmiyah was so far afilu lechatchila, that Shmuel was talking about even in a case of lechatchila. Now, over here, lashon lechatchila b'diavad does not mean what it normally means. But rather, both Rashi and Tosfos agree. The meaning over here is, if your kavana was that you want it to be mechulal, everybody agrees that it's definitely mechulal. In other words, what Shmuel is saying is, if somebody wants bedavka to take $1,000 and put it onto a pruta, then it's mischal. The machlokas over here is, in tzarek lasod damim, where you made a mistake, your kavana was not to be Mechal Hekesh on the wrong things over there. Midiraisa, since you weren't Mechaving to be Mechal it with less money than it's worth, you thought it was the animals were basically the same value. Now it turns out an expert tells you they're not the same value. So over there, in Hafinami, we say that he has to replace it because your kavana was that it should be included under the din of Ona. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is saying, since you wanted to be Mechalalit, you're Mechalalit. You made a mistake, you didn't know, but that's Varm Shabbalayim essentially.
He sent me a loan. If you have an ox worth $1,000, you say.
Yeah. That's the halacha.
I made it as Hindus and now it's...
Yeah. Right. As a matter of fact, Bizman HaZeh, as you will recall, we do it even L'chatchila. Because we want to avoid, we need to take off the Kedusha, and we want to avoid having Kedusha value around anywhere, because otherwise people will very likely be over on Me'ila, or on Giza, or on Aveda. So we do our best, same thing for Meisr Sheni, we do the same thing. We don't want pears of Meisr Sheni that are not allowed to be eaten.
That's today.
So to Shmuel. Today is L'chatchila. Shmuel, when he says you can do it, we had the sugya before. Where did Shmuel say it? He only said b'di'avad. He didn't say you do L'chatchila. More answered. There's an afkamina between Bizman HaZeh, where there's no Beit HaMikdash, there it's even L'chatchila. Where Shmuel uses a lashon shechila lo, meaning not L'chatchila, not Yechalel, that was talking about Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. But both ways would be found. The question is whether you should do it or not. And we're introducing over here as a new issue. If you didn't mean to do it that way, what would the halakha be? But in the case what Shmuel was talking about, where you clearly meant that, I mean, you certainly didn't think $1,000 thing was worth a penny. Whether you meant to do it, everybody agrees that what you meant to do, it would be found. That's one approach. Well, you know what? This is a very simple approach. The simple approach was suggested by Rabbi Yaakov earlier. Namely, that maybe when it says over here, there's no din of Onah for Hekdesh, what it means is Hekdesh always is able to demand absolute value. And there's not all it means. Maybe we should keep the original Girsa. I said, what do you mean? How could we keep the original Girsa? Then what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? I mean, does it say beferish that there's no din over here of Ona'ah? No, forget about Bitul Mekah. You're right. It doesn't work out Bitul Mekah. Works out the way we said it originally. 1/6. Nah, says the Gemara before. Couldn't be 1/6. What are you going to do with the Mishnah Bava Metzia? Mishnah Bava Metzia says there is no din of 1/6 Ona'ah for Hekdesh. You know what that means? There's no din that a transaction remains valid of 1/6. It's the other direction. Like Reb Chisda said, the Yom Reb Chisda, Ein Lemel Ona'ah, means Einan B'Torat Ona'ah. There's absolutely no leeway. We're more machmir when it comes to Hekdesh. There's no leeway for Hekdesh. And eat afilu pachod mikdei Ona'ah chozer. The problem of Reish Lakish, therefore, is answered. What's your question? How could Reish Lakish possibly have said differently than a Mishnah? He wasn't saying that. He was saying basically the Mishnah's interpretation of Leib Reb Chisda. Even though it's Ona'ah, forget it. The whole thing is Bitul Mekah. And it won't be Chal until you make up the money. And you can't say, I'll send in a donation. Either the money is here, you got the full value between the animal and the cash, or there's no transaction.
How does
it do with Shmuel?
Is against
Shmuel?
So this is against
Shmuel? Of what? According to Reb Chisda, not sure.
It's not possible that when somebody is paying into Hekdesh, so then all the dinim of he has to pay the whole thing. But if Hekdesh is paying out, so then there's no din of the shrus or...
Yeah, that's also true, but that's not the case here. No, that's a different issue. That's a different issue, that Yad Hekdesh is al Yoina. That's something else, yeah. Omarula. Lo Omarula b'shimui v'tray. This entire discussion where we say that you pay back, you have to at least send in a check, Minarabonan, that's only where it was estimated by two assessors. And, okay, turns out that we have a better assessment. But if originally you had gone to a Beit Din to assess it. So you had three people look at it, and they gave you an assessment in which it was of equivalent value. And now you've got a big company, one of these major companies, they got 100 partners. They come along and they assess them. They say, no, the value is less. You're going to have to make it up. Generally speaking, the more people are on the company, the worse the results are. I'm sure all of you have had that experience. You know, you've got 100 engineers working for the company. You can be sure that they will miss everything wrong in the building you're attempting to merge. You've got one crummy engineer who's still using a slide rule behind his ear. He'll pick up every problem. But anyway, but in this case, if you've got 100 people that come along and they assess it, and they assess it differently, we don't follow the 100 because you already had a best of Paskina. What's the difference? Shimui betulat avagav dati b'meya lohada. You wouldn't have to send in a check to Agdesh, or if you hold like Rav Chista, we wouldn't say that it's chayzer. Is that so? Amy, really now? The owner of Rav Safra said that the only time that we have this idea is that there is a number, and that number is definitive, and then it doesn't matter how many people you add or so on. That's if it comes to two witnesses. Two witnesses are the same as 100 witnesses, but that's a gzerata katuv anyway, because as the Rambam says, the Torah doesn't really believe eyewitnesses because they never know what they're talking about anyway. It's just that we were told basically to proceed along with the din as if two witnesses are a description of reality. Once you have that description of reality, the fact that 100 people say otherwise, there's no more reason to trust 100 people than there are the two when it comes to the description of reality. That's their reality. But that's only linyan edut of linyan umdana. We are dealing with an assessment. An assessment is basically vague. Anyway, we're not attempting to define reality, right? We're defining markets. I mean, markets are not realities. So over there, obviously, there's a tremendous difference. I mean, they will go but they don't. I mean, clearly, if you do a Gallup poll of 10,000 people, then the margin for error is different than a poll of three people. So certainly in that case, if you've got more people that are going to assess it at a different value, we will trust the more people. So what are you talking about? Once it was done by three, there's no particular issue of three, and then that's it. That defines the value. So that's definitely the more opinions you have, the closer you're zeroing in on the actual market value. But it's always estimation. There's no such thing as an absolute value on these things. That's my first question. And let's say you would have three against three. Wouldn't we say, lo azinim basar basar, the ad hegdash shalal yonah? If you've got a reassessment, I don't care if it's more people or not. You got three people against three people. Hegdash comes in and says, excuse me, our garage says it was this. Okay? Now who are we going to trust? Hegdash's garage or your garage? The din is yad hegdash shalal yonah. They are able to insist on their evaluation. So what are you telling me now? That even if it wouldn't be 100-3, we would still follow the Hegdash.
The house always wins.
That's right. Well, that's true, you see. But what Ula is saying is, where did Ula come up with this idea? Look, if it's good, it's good. He was coming up with it according to the Man D'Amar who holds. The transaction was over and done with. This is a chiyuv d'rabbanan to be a good boy and send in a check to Hegdash. Right? Make up for the difference. All right, already come on, make up for the difference. I mean, when you already have an opinion, a reasonable opinion, three people opinion. They said that's what was what it's worth. But they're not going to say, make it up because somebody got a better evaluation from them. But that much they're not going to do. They're only trying to make you be a good boy. You're a pretty good boy already. You got your three people to be Mishayer, how much it's worth. So, Kasavarun at Serkles, what does mean midivreim? The whole thing is only anyway a takana. The chod de rabbanan, akilu barabbanan. Since we're only dealing over here with a chiyav de rabbanan, we know the rabbanan are makel. Okay, we'll accept a reasonable assessment. We're not going to go crazy over here to make it 100% right. And in that case, you do not have to send in your check.
Zokta harike mishne.
Harei zo takat olat, or takat chatat. Lama klum. Look, you can't say, this is a tmura of an oila. What oila? What are you talking about? There's no such thing as an animal that's a tmura of an oila. Either you have a tmura, you make a tmura, you don't make a tmura. You can't say, this is the tmura of an oila. Yeah, you could say, this is a tmura for this oila. That, yes, but this is a tmura as oila.
It has to be my oila.
Exactly. So he says, takat chatat zu, takat ola zo, or he says, takat chatat, takat ola shieshli babai. And hayalo, and he actually had an ola or a chatas in his house. Fine, that is a tmura and dvarav kayamim. And if you try to be a mekadesh abal mum, rebeim atmei omar, rebeim atmei ar abal atmum, hare elu ola, lo raklum. You say the word, these are an ola. You can't make an ola of a balat mum, rebeim atmei. But what if you say, hare elu le ola? Say, hare elu le ola, then what you mean is the value should be used towards the purchase of an ola. So then what you're saying is, yavi b'dameyam ola. Now, the Gemara immediately points out, you will remember that we said earlier, according to Rabbi Meir, we always assume that people mean something by what they're saying. But over here, the Mishnah seems to be assuming that the man means nothing by what he's saying. Lo amar klum. And that would mean that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir would say, look, since we cannot interpret these words literally, because how could a guy think he's going to give a horse for an oila? That's absurd. Right? So he must have meant towards an oila. That's what Rabbi Meir would have said. But our Mishnah says, look, if you meet towards an oila, you would have said towards an oila. If you said an oila, then it's not. So clearly, I'm Rabbi Yonah Barabbas, he's a look, Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Meir. Dikar Rabbi Meir, Amar in Adam, Motzi Devarav Levatala. A person is not stam Motzi Devarav Levatala. Now there is another Pirush, which is that it's going back on the Chatat, where it says Tumaras Ola, Tumaras Chatas, and he has a Chatas. That according to Rabbi Meir, we would have assumed that he means a Chatas Betov Beto. But this Pirush is definitely correct. Hare elu leolav yimachru v'yavi b'damav ola. So in other words, you sell it straight out, but why? Sell it straight out because the Kedusha was never chal on it, because it's a horse. Or you sell it straight out because the Kedusha was never chal on it, because it's a balmum. Yeah, but what if it was the wrong sex? Now that was a whole issue we had before. And it's interesting that the Mishnah is avoiding that issue. I mean, it didn't just avoid it because it didn't think of it. Obviously, it did not want to say that the wrong sex could be sold, because, I mean, then it would be convicted of sexism. No, that wasn't the reason. Because then it would have meant that we were paskening, that if something is not roi for what it's meant to be, even though it's roi for the mizbeah, that it doesn't have kedushas aguf. And that means that according to our Mishnah, Reb Shimon, who said earlier in the Masechta that Timacher Shalobamom, that if you've got a Nikeva for an Ola, that can be sold without waiting for a Mum, because that's a Mum. So then, this Mishnah is therefore not like that. So Taima, Debe Mitzmeya, or Balat Mum. Over there, the Lo Chazit, it's not Roi for the Mizbeach at all. Therefore, Lo Boi Muma doesn't require a Mum in order to sell it. Aval, but in a case where he's Mafresh and Nikeva for an Asher, but for an Ola, Mashmah, it would be boy mum, you'd have to wait until it gets a mum, and that would be ro'ah, and not yimacher. Om Rav Yonah Marav. And so again, Rav Yonah Marav points out that matnitin delok Rabbi Shimon. This means our Mishnah is not following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Tetzan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, we had earlier, Rabbi Shimon said, tim macher shalobamum. If you set aside the wrong type of animal for the carbon that you claimed you wanted it to be, the Kedusha is not kal, just as if it were a balmum, and it can be sold without tir'eh. Hadron aloch ketzad ma'arimin. Kola asurim l'gabei mizbeach. You have something that was also for the mizbeach and it got mixed up in other animals. Osrim b'chol shehin. They would, in a mixture, even 1 to 1,000, they would ask for the whole flock to be continued. That's another book. That's a spell. I'm going to go back to the mic.